I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Reveille might have to start sharing some of that spotlight with two other dogs on campus. We spoke with Lieutenant Bobby Richardson from the Texas A&M Police Department about the two new canine officers that they've welcomed to the force.
We're pretty excited to have them. We have Jackie and Tyson. Jackie is a Belgian Malinois and Tyson's a German Shepherd. Both of them are 2 years old. They partnered up with Officers Eric Walker and Officer Jonathan Blythe. They've attended some training from June to December, and they attended some training out in Drupal Valley, California. And they've been trained to as a mobile odor detection team. And so they're going to be able to recognize components in like explosive devices. So that's we're pretty excited about that with all the crowds that come to campus and the large events we hold.
I was going to say, why is that particular skill so important for somebody who's working a lot on campus?
Well, obviously, A&M has a lot of large events, and so it allows us to provide additional security to, like, our faculty, staff, students, and then our guests as they come to campus. We've used these type of canines before, but we had to rely on other agencies and jurisdictions. So lots of times for the football games, we would have dogs from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They would come up from Houston. So there's no dogs with these skills in this area within about a 100-mile radius. So we would have to rely on getting dogs from elsewhere. So now that not only do we have one, we have two. So they're able to cover all the special events on campus, anything that draws a large crowd, and then they're used on daily basis on patrol. So if we have a suspicious package on campus or something like that, we just call the dogs out.
And you mentioned that Jackie and Tyson had to go through some special training. Did the officers who are going to be partners with the canines, did they also have to go through some training to be able to work with the dogs?
Yes, they did. The officers, both of our officers went to California along with the canines, and they trained out there. And then when they come back here locally, they went through some additional training. The training continues on a daily basis. They just keep their skills proficient and make sure they're effective at what they do. They train regularly every day.
And typically, the cost of these dogs can be very, very expensive, but you guys received some help. Is that correct?
That's correct. We were very fortunate. We received them, the dogs, through a nonprofit organization called Canines for Cops. And they were donated by Texas A&M Regent Tony Busby and 12th Man Foundation Board Trustee John Schiller. So with that, we were able to get the dogs for free. And so they're a good resource to have on campus.
Now, do you think two is enough for a campus like Texas A&M? Or in the future, would you guys be looking to maybe get another one or two canine officers?
Well, we're like every police department. We would love to have more canines, but the cost associated with the canines can be pretty drastic because, you have to feed them, take care of them. They have to go to the vet. The officers need special uniforms, equipment, even their vehicles. They have to be, the vehicles have to be outfitted for a canine, and we have to have alarms on there in case the vehicle gets too hot. So they can be very costly. So we would love to expand the unit, but, at this time we're going to stick with two, and if the opportunity arises, I'm sure we'll look into that.
So Jackie and Tyson are ready to go. They're out on patrol as we speak, or is this something that's going to be in the future?
No, they're ready to go. They've been working. The dogs actually showed up. We got the dogs in June of 2016, but then they went through all this training all the way through December. So they were around campus. They were still learning. Mm-hmm. Their skills wasn't up to where they needed to be. And so we started using them this last semester. And so now they cover every special event on campus.
What is something, since they have been working already, what is something that you've already seen that they've made an impact with?
The biggest thing is everyone, the public, just loves the dogs. They are like our superstar. When they show up, they're not like most police dogs people think of that are bite dogs or attack dogs or anything like that. These dogs were selected for their traits because they're very friendly. Mm-hmm. and they work through crowds. They're used to being around people and things like that. So whenever you come in contact with one of our canines, they'll come right up to you. They will sniff, play with you. Everybody loves to pet them, and they've become pretty popular. Matter of fact, they even threw out the pitch at the first baseball game this season.
Okay, awesome. Very cool. Well, and you mentioned how great they are with people. They're used to crowds. At Texas A&M, I know they have some programs where students actually train service animals and service dogs. Have they had any experiences? Obviously, they're probably trained enough not to want to go up and say hi to another canine. But have there ever been any issues with other dogs trying to come up to them on campus?
No, we haven't had any issues.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, a dog is going to be a dog. Mm-hmm. So our canines, they are working dogs. So we know that if one, our dog gets around another dog, you know, that's going to distract them. So we try to keep them away, but we can't do that all the time. But their personality, they're just as friendly as they can be. So they've worked out really good on campus.
Great. Well, Lieutenant Richardson, is there anything else you'd like to add about Jackie or Tyson before I let you go?
No, they're just they're pretty neat. I'd like you to come meet them because they're pretty friendly. They'll come right up to you and you know, make friends with you. And they take a lot of pictures on campus when the public comes in contact with them. They'll sit and take a picture with you and stuff. They're just a friendly duo.
Thanks again to Lieutenant Bobby Richardson from the Texas A&M Police Department for visiting with us today about Jackie and Tyson. You can see pictures of the two new canine officers online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.